We're holding over here Amud Mem by me. I have it's in the Inyan of Geula, and it's he had spoken a little bit about the fact that there's no Shlemus yet, and that there will come a time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 6,000 years as a Gvul for Avodas Bnei Adam. We need to have something happen within the 6,000 years, and I think we're up to Vehine Bizmanoi. Vehine Bizmanoi Val Yodoi. So he says there'll be a Melech HaMashiach. Bizmanoi Val Yodoi Yituknu Yisrael Tikkun Gadol V'chol HaBriyah Achreihem. That in the time of Mashiach, Klal Yisrael and the entire Bria will be Mitukin. Sheyirba Toi V'chol HaTzdadim V'yosar Ra Legamri. So Toiv will be increased and Ra will be decreased. Okay, so let's, a lot, like he's saying obviously a lot over here. Let's go piece by piece. First of all, he says, Bizmanoi ve'al yodai. So he says that it's going to be during the time of Mashiach and through him. So there's a key word here, Bizmanoi. Bizmani means that it'll happen during his time. This is very different than Be'ito Nachishena. What he's talking about over here is not before Mashiach comes, but when Mashiach comes, the Tikkun will have something to do with him and his man. It refers back to the Gemara that it says there's Alpayim Shana is Mashiach, Alpayim Shata Mashiach. It's the Pshat is, it's a tkufa that's misugal for Tikkun Olam. It's something that we need to understand in a lot of areas. There's a Goyen that says, Rafuta quotes it frequently, that Arba Me'a Shana, by the Brisbane Apsarim, you have two inyanim. You have Arba Me'a Shana, which is 400 years that they're going to be in Galus. And then it says Dorevi Yoshev Heina. So those are two separate zmanim. One is 400 years. One is Dorevi. It happened to come. Both were true. Oh, 210. But Akopanim, there was a zman and there was people. So the Goyen says the Golus is Tolim zman, the Gula is Tolim people, meaning zman is a certain tkufa that Kadosh Baruch Hu sets aside. It's part of that mitzias. Let's give a mashal. If I give somebody kids, I give them an hour to find a treasure. So the hour is irrelevant. They could find it in a second. They could find it in an hour. But if I say I want to let my dough rise for 18 minutes, it's not the pshat that soon in the 18 minutes it gives a rise. It's a process. So zmanim, the zman of Tohu and the zman of Torah and the zman of Mashiach, that has to do. The tikkun could not have come earlier. Yes, there could always be achishena, but akopanim, just like the zchishav zaketz. But when it happens, the zman is an important factor. So bizmanoi ve'al yodei. One, he says, you took the soul taking godel v'chol habriya achrehem. This is important because the entire Bria, the Kilkul Gadol is everything. Everything was supposed to be good. There was not supposed to be Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. It was supposed to be Klal Yisrael. It was supposed to be Adam is Atem Kriyam Adam. Atzuras Adam is Klal Yisrael. After the Chet, Akadosh Baruch Hu tried like Zeh Nochal and he needed to bring out one special strand that could all these things. But everything's supposed to be on everybody together. The Bria itself was supposed to be Toiv. Ramban says animals didn't eat each other and so on. So the Bria itself, Bechlol Yusoi, was Toiv. And everything is Tolei in Adam. When Adam was Miskalkal, everything is Miskalkal. And therefore the Tikkun has to be all round. Sheyirba HaToiv Bechol HaTzdadim. V'yosa Ra Legamri. So what happens is, the Tikkun happens in two ways. Ra is gone. So there's a ribuy of Toiv, and Ra is gone. you can never have all toiv, and certainly not in the tkufa of Mashiach. You know, what we're missing is we have things that turn us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal. A kid sitting and learning in yeshiva. So one thing is that, let's say he has distractions and, you know, all sorts of things that distract him. And then even if he was not distracted and he was sitting and learning all the time, he needs to keep steiging. He's not, you know, he's not there. So the hasaras hara can happen very rapidly, but toiv is misrabe. But you can't just say toiv lands like this. Beima mashagela nefesh mashagela guf. Dehainu. Lev ha'evan yasa lev basa. Vehushet tigwa vivne adam hanetia le toivis. Ube'oifun shle mosha chayma klau. Ale yinotu tomid la voida vele toiv yisgavuba. So the first thing is, the lev evan will become lev basa. And he defines that shetigba ibn adam hanetia letoivis. Why is that called Lev Evan becoming Lev Basser? Because part of the problem, of our problem of not being able to grow in Ruchnius, is that we're not really turned on by Ruchnius. It's something that we're not sensitive to it. So just like the Marshall, a person who hears music has a tendency to dance, but if he's deaf, he's not dancing. So when we hear the Dvar Hashem, because our heart is not in tune with it, it's a Lev Evan, so it doesn't get affected by it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make our Lev Evan to Lev Basa, which means Tigab Nadam Anetiyah L'Toyvos. We're not going to have a mashicha to physical things. Our instinct will be to go towards Torah and so on. That doesn't mean that we don't have avoda. The avoda is to do it strongly, wholeheartedly, fullheartedly. You know, like we said before, there's a problem where we're distracted. We have other interests. That's going backwards, sort of. It's going away from what you're supposed to. Even so, that will be gone, but we need to have the rutzen enough to keep moving forward in it. Ukineged ze tarbe hashalva varvacha. There's going to be peace in the world, and you know there'll be plentiful stuff. V'lo yimotzin is zokim lefsedim klal. Now the Rambam says so these Yehudim of physical toiv, the Nevi'im said, and you know one way or another they said many Yehudim of toiv on a physical level. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that the purpose of these type of good Yehudim is simply to take away the problems. In other words, if a person is hampered by illness, by lack of parnasa, by umas oilam that keep on and draining our koiches, so we don't have the ability to avodas Hashem. That's how the Rambam learns it. I think the Ramchal is says it differently. Ramchal just putting it part of the whole picture. I think the word is the different kilkulim in the Bria, physical kilkulim, are a result of the ruchnis kilkulim. If the Bria is becoming mitukin, everything will work. So just like if I cure a person's disease, all the symptoms will go. All of the bad material things in this world, starting from umas oilam down to parnasa and to refuah and all other tzaras, they're reflections of a pneumistic kilkul. So when that will be gone, this will be gone. V'loya sichlus boy. I'm sorry, what?
It's because because the kilkul of Adam, it's because of like a gmul of Teveran that a Kaddish Baruch Hu was misaviv to each person to bring him to his tayalus? Or is that the same thing, really?
I think, in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jumpstarting the process. Mashiach is jumpstarting the process, let's put it this way. So it's sort of, it's supposed to come, we'll see in a second, it has to come internally. It's even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it, we'll see in a minute, I want to see a parallel piece to this, and then maybe it'll be helpful for what you're raising. For whom has Yiftich HaNevi'yah, v'lo yorei l'shchiz v'al HaKadoshi, v'lo yiyah sichlus ba'olam. So there will not be sichlus, but everyone will be mali chachma. So this is an extraordinary inyan where he says there's not going to be sichlus, kol avos yimlei chachma, and ruach hakodesh yeshafach al kol basa. I want to try a little bit to explain what is this mile over here that he's talking about. There are, I guess, two areas over here where there are two different areas that he's addressing over here. One is lo yasichlos ba'olam al kol avav zim le'chachma v'ruach hakodesh yeshafach al basa v'yishas hakol. So let's see each one separately. Generally speaking, in many places, when we talk about foolishness, stupidity, v'chein hala, we're not talking about, I guess, just an ability, kishrin, less kishrin, more kishrin, getting it right, getting it wrong. Sichlus means I incorporate chaymer into my seichel. Let's talk about it on two levels. One is my seichel, when it makes decisions what I should do and controls the body, should be seicheldik. If my seichel is basically a reflection of what I want to do, so l'mashal, I have big cheshik to do X, so I think it through and my seichel decides to do X. That's not true. X is what my taiva wanted. My seichel basically backed off and let my taiva dictate what it wants. That's one type of sichlus. Another type of sichlus, a little more fine, is our havana is limited many times because we're also physical. We sort of think grub. We don't have a fine way of thinking because everything has to be very klutzy. So part of the general change of the Bria to becoming Ruchnius is that we also have a finer understanding. Why is Ruach HaKodesh so important? I mean, you know, it's like you're just tossing it out as this great thing is going to be. So yes, it's true that it'll be, but why is it part of, you know, like we're looking around for good things until we toss in Ruach HaKodesh? So the Rambam defines Ruach HaKodesh as Ruach HaKodesh being an understanding that my mind itself could never have gotten that understanding. Nevuah is HaKodesh Baruch Hu coming to me and telling me something. Ruach HaKodesh is me thinking into something and then reaching into an understanding that is beyond my personal kaiches, but rather I deher clearly that this is coming from somewhere else. But it's mitzarif to a person's das and seichel, as opposed to nevuah, which is not. In nevuah, we have the dichotomy of chacham out of minavi. Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam says, it's an extension of my understanding in a way that it's clear to me that I've gone past my natural borders. But since the tachlis of Moshe Mashiach is this increase of das, umal aretz deah, Ruach HaKodesh is the ultimate in that framework. It's not nevuah. Nevuah doesn't belong in that category. But Ruach HaKodesh, yes. Vehine says, Yismuchu v'yaltzubur of tov, there'll be much simcha. They will be mizdabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while yedeze yu misalim v'holchim ilal ili. They will therefore move forward So here the Ramchal is giving us the Havana of Tkufas HaMashiach. Because, we'll ask a question. Since this is not the ultimate good, why don't we go straight to the ultimate good? In other words, why do we go through Mashiach, Chias HaMesim, you might say Olam Haba, whether, you know, the Machlokes is the same, not the same. I mean, listen, we've suffered long enough, blow the whistle, and let's have whatever it is at the end of the road. The answer is we're not ready for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his Ratzon to make us ready for what's coming, Mois HaMashiach is part of the 6,000 years, where his job is to prepare us for the ultimate Toiv. We can't land the way we are into a world of Nitzchi. And let's explain something. The world of Nitzchi has to be a different type of world. So your Mashiach is there to make this world transition to that world. And also Vayedeze says you misalim veholchim ilal ilui. It means that you can't make the in terms of a high madrega, the person keeps progressing. You don't go in 1 second to a high madrega. There will be a constant going ilu ach ilui in order to get to that dag. So to sum up this paragraph, he's saying that Yemoisa Mashiach and Mashiach are there to be misakin a person, to be misakin the world, to be ready for Olam HaNitzchi. So the Melech HaMashiach is the leader of being mitakin the world and bringing it to its termatzi where it can be the Yom Shekulat Shabbos Zuchai Lamed. If you take a look in his Likutim from Sefer Adeba Moroim, it is in. It's in Perik Ches, obviously, but it's on Amud Kuf Yud Gimel, and then we'll see one something before also. On Kuf Yud Gimel, there's a piece he has Chafav Ruches Shel Mashiach. This is a liquid from Sefer Ademar. Ruches Shel Mashiach Hu Pchina. So the Ruach HaMashiach is the force of being able to be metired the entire world. It has to happen through Adam. In other words, the Tikkun of Mashiach still belongs in the realm of Adam, doing things himself. So just like for Schar and Oynish and Bechira, we learned that it's important for a person, it has to be all done with people's own, Maisim. Melech HaMashiach is a bridge. On the one hand, it's Adam, it's Melech HaMashiach. On the other hand, it's one person forcing everybody. So just like when we had Yom Kitikunam, whenever that was, when we had a Melech and a Sanhedrin and Nevi'im and everybody was on board, so we were kaifin on Mrs. Essays. We were able to get things moving. Chizkiah got able to learn Tyrus and so on. So the Mashiach is still mitzar avodas Adam. V'tovin lama tzarech sheva Mashiach karem alef ha-shvi. Ki achonis hayoisik doilos atzuchas limotzi ba'lamis kulam tluyim b'zeruach. So he says it's all something which is going to be totally, all these achanis for the world afterwards is going to be told that ruach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this for people to do. So bringing the right person in who will make that change, that's Melech HaMashiach. Ach, he says, Elo tikunim I efsha la soysam ele imken ye koyach echot nosen elov la soysam boy. Vizeo pchinas a ruach hazeh. So the ruach of Mashiach is the ruchnis, the kechelik that allows it to do all these things. Vinimtsa sheze ruach hoye kvar magia la Adam. So Adam already had this ruach, and had he not sinned, he would have done it. Vizeo klal viye biyotcho. kol ma she yo'ase achar kav bimelech ha-Mashiach, hoye yochol adam arishon ase ziyum shenivra. Meaning, the enkel chodesh tachas ha-Shemesh is that the Melech HaMashiach is not being mechadish something in the Bria that wasn't there. He's bringing back the Pchinas Adam. He's bringing back Tzuras Adam. That's be'etzem what the Melech HaMashiach is doing. There is also, if you go back a page by him, Amud Kufir Aleph. Take a look on the page before. It's also a quote from Adib Amar, and he says something which sort of dovetails neatly with this. Hatikun nimtza bibchiras bnei Adam shebekoicha haral chayzel toif. The tikkun is because Adam has a koich to make Rab, bring Rab back to toif. Vehu ki soif hatikun ubikoich bchiras Adam kizeh kol yavedu aschar. Since the whole point of Avodas Zarah is that we do it, the tikkun will also be there. V'zeu pshita shamatzol yochel lasis me'atzim b'lishu m'sayas ziyua. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have gone in, blown the whistle, and said, okay, we've been mitakin everything. Avo ein zeret soyne, el shir zeh adove b'koyach schus hodam. V'al kein l'rotzel ashram zeh atikkun, el ha'achar sheyavo b'nei odom, v'yasem aysim toivim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is us to do it. Ach, im lo yo maskel atikun hal gesprochen not started the process hin lo yo shu nu yo khalas se se klau we never be able to do it ki araya gave le gabri bli tikun al shu his khalas se az yo khalas at pass the autumn we nimmt zu shamas zul osa tikun at osa shir shach mo tsel shu kos as tikun. So he says, so we need a kadosh baruch hu for the peace that Adam can't do. So the world is down, and it's full of problems and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in this Ruach HaMashiach, brings in Mashiach, and now that he's brought into the picture, he's an Adam. Melech HaMashiach is an Adam. He fits Halacha. He's a Melech. He will now bring back Klal Yisrael. So it's, this is the Zman of the Tikkun HaSholim, when the world gets the Tikkun it should have gotten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his share by stopping the Ra, but even the Melech HaMashiach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks needs to be someone that brings out this is Alos. V'omnom, HaChayim Kulam Tzor Sheh Musev Yachzol Ofel Fach Sheh Aras Kedek Rezeh Meisim. And it's also in Chazal that the world needs to return to offer the entire world at least Sheh Aras Kedek Rezeh Meisim. V'achar Ken Yeshuvu V'yichu Oysam Rilokim Mitriya. So Misa doesn't get eradicated, and everything in the world needs to go through the tikkun of Misa, and until it comes to Chaim again. Vehine betchia batchia yakumu tzadikim rishoyim v'rishoyim shechotel isham bem oynesh ro yonshas kara lehem. So he says here something which, again, I'm not sure that at this point the marker, but he says in the tchias hameisim everyone will get up, except that the Rishoyim, they will be punished, kifi, whatever. I'm not sure, I don't know, just where he comes, where he gets this from. In other words, he says, Betchias HaMeisim B'Tzadikim and Rishoyim, except the Rishoyim will get the Oynish Aroy that they didn't get. Not sure what he's referring to. Some Chal didn't get an Oynish, someone who we can't give, you know, even if we give Malchus or whatever it is, it doesn't do justice to the whole chet. I don't know. V'omnam, acha hatchia yeyoyim hadin agadol, sheyod na beres baruch es kulam, v'yishpoit haru'uyim l'shal nitzchis v'ru'uyim le'oved, haru'uyim le'oved ye'onsh l'fi masheroi lehem, ola besoif yoivdu legamri, v'ru'uyim l'shoi yishar madrega shalkilem, v'yamishpat b'onam sheichudish. So you have here the Yom HaDin Gadol, which decides who, what, and when, and so on. What he's saying over here is, so first of all, Tchias HaMeisim by him also seems to be a prep stage for the ultimate Olam Haba. Lo Raya, it says, Chayim Kulam Toshe Musav Yassel Ofel Forsha Aras Kedras Mason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said me Ofat of Ofat Toshev, and the only way that we can have some sort of tikkun that will take care of the offerings is through Misa and so on, and that's where we have that's where we get the final tikkun or whatever it is. He then says that be yoma din gadol she yodna berzvos kulam viyishpoit haruuyim lishar lenitzchis veruim laavet. So this is something that is almost another type of din, and I think he's making that point in every way possible. And it brings the whole metzias of another Yom HaDin into much better focus. We have Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so on. Those are Yom HaDin for this world, the way we understand it. Am I fit to be part of this world? And that answer lies somewhat with Ruchnius, with Torah and so on. The La'asid Lavoi is a whole new Yom HaDin. And it's a Yom HaDin of whether or not we're Shayach to Nitzchias. That's a whole new, you know, it's in the sum total of the Ma'isim we did, are we Shayach to the world of Nitzchias. And that's what he said before also, that the world is going to be Mis'ala, to be Misakin itself, for the world that's Kuli Nitzchias. It's a different type of world and so on, and one needs to see if he belongs in that world. There's a Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah's famous Rambam in Makkos. He says and so on. So the Rambam explains, I mean, the simple kashas everybody asks, you know, I mean, we, the more mitzvahs and averus we get mitzvah on, the more the chances we're going to mess up. We mess up. So if there'd be Zayin mitzvahs, then, oh, no, maybe. But when you're talking about 613 and Bli Gvul Rabbanans, we don't do well with that. So what does it mean? Because of Kashrut and Zakos, you hear about it. Why don't you just have one mitzvah and that's fine? And, you know, if that's what you want. So the answer to that is, so Rama writes in Pirush HaMishnayos like this, that it's what's needed to be part of Olam Haba is a mitzvah lishma. If a person does even one mitzvah lishma, he gets Olam Haba. In order to be able to have one mitzvah lishma, even one lishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us many, many, many mitzvahs, and lo yimolit that one of them we do lishma. That's what Rambam writes. So everyone just wants to know where his mucker for that is. Like, where does it say? I mean, lishma is a wonderful milah, but Olam Haba hinges on lishma. We have the het of mitar shalishma balishma and so on. So where is he coming from? So the understanding of Rambam is Olam Haba is a different type of world. It's not the pshat, our world, plus a lot of wonderful bonuses, first class. It's something very, very different. It's a world that has a whole different tzura to it, a whole different mitzias to it. If we're not shayach to that world, we're not shayach to that world. So giving schar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeh schar ko beria. So for that he gave nevelas to the dogs. That we'll always have. I mean, not the veilus, but whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a, I don't know what to call it, a schar of sorts. Olam Haba is we transition to become a different bria. Now, if we don't have a musig of Olam Haba by us, everything is this worldly for us. I do this for this, I do this for this, and I get this for this, and so on and so forth, then I'm stuck. Then I'm not a ben Olam Haba. I again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeh schar ko beris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. But a ben Olam Haba means that I belong to a world that's ruchnius. So if everything I do, lamashal, I teach Torah, but I do it for money. I sit and learn a base medrash, I do it for covet, and so on. So all those things, they simply take the mitzvah and recast it in the framework of Olam Hazeh. So, I would like my business to be Atzliach. How do I have my business be Atzliach? I really wanted to be Atzliach. So Rebbe told me to write on a klaf k'tayrus and to say it three times. So my world slowly revolves around my business, and so on. The test of what revolves around is, let's say how much a person is kosher, how much not. So the person being a ruchnistic person means there's a nekuda where his life revolves around it. And if a person has lishma means that it struck home. I'm doing it for its reason. So that even if I don't know the reason, but I'm doing it for whatever it is, because this is the world of ruchnis, this is the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then I become a member of that. That's where we get the type of of being a shayach to lishma, and being shayach to a world of nitzchias. The entire mahalach is, if we're not able to make a person the hair, or I don't know how to say it, to carry his mitzvahs as a dover, if it's not lishma, it's not nitzchi. Anything that has a reason for existing. If I have a table here, if the reason of the table is because someone told me it looks nice if you have a table here. If I have a table here because somebody parked it here, he didn't have where to keep his table. If the reason why the table is here is not because a person's normal matzav is to have a table, but because of some reason, when the reason will be gone, the table will be gone. The only way in which I can say that this table is going to stay here is if I need a table, not I need to store something for somebody, or I don't know what. So what you're saying over here is that part of that tikkun is you become a ruchnistic person, and thereby you're shaykh to Olam Haba, you're shaykh to something else. So he says in the tchiyah yakum etzikim shem shem shachal nishma esher yeshen keroy v'amnu acha tchiyah yeyuim hadin gadol she yod nebasos kulno v'yishpo teruuyim lishal nitzis v'yim la'aved. So we have this yeyuim hadin of this, and this is the yeyuim hadin ha'gadol, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge each person for the final, does he belong in a world of ruchnias. It's a sobering thought. Yes, every one of us expects to be Omer Yom HaDin, what we did right, wrong, how many times he came to davening, didn't come to davening, that we understand. But the other thing we'll learn is something much deeper than that. And that's really the point that he's making over here. Okay, I have a little bit of time, a few minutes, a few moments for questions or something. Any questions, any points? I'm sorry? So I would assume it means the Bria on a higher level, and therefore whatever perfection we see here is a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done, the Sheirish. It's sort of a reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this Bria the way it is, so then it's fine. I think that that's the way it that works, that's that tikkun. Okay, is this a better time than for everybody, or it does make a difference? I'd rather have earlier. What's the... Okay, good. So, as general, I have to finish. I have to be yeshiva by 22, so I need to finish by 9:30. So, but before that, I'm fairly flexible.
Okay.
I don't have this man, whatever, the other man I was learning something else. I'm not doing it now. So if it's a little bit of time, as long as I finish by 9:30, I'm fine. Okay. I'm sorry, what?
What is a Kala Bar?
Who's a Kala?
My daughter.
Ah, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Very, very nice. Who's the chassan?
Moshe Don Monk from Queens.
Bun?
Monk.
Monk. So I assume it's from the...